Last week, a judge sentenced Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jennifer Shaw to 6.5 years in prison. She was convicted of running a telemarketing scheme that stole money from people who bought into her get-rich schemes. Bravo TV broadcast a great deal of the legal drama that led up to Shaw's sentencing. Prosecutors even used this clip from season 2 against her in court.
The only thing I'm guilty of is being Shaw-mazing.
Well, now Jennifer Shaw is going to prison. Emily D. Baker is a legal analyst and a former L.A. deputy district attorney. Her podcast is The Emily Show, and she's been following this case closely. Emily, welcome.
Thank you. So glad to be here.
So this week, the season finale aired, and it ended with Shaw's guilty plea on camera. Can you just briefly explain the case against her and how it played out on TV?
The case against Jen Shaw was a 2-count indictment, but it came at the end of rounds of prosecution into a very large nationwide telemarketing scheme where people would be called up and sold online businesses or services or products that they didn't need and weren't using, and then were continued to be sold things that attached to those programs and business opportunities until there was essentially no money left. So when she was indicted, it was for conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. And then she pled just to the 1 count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud. The thing that was so stunning about this is when the news broke of her arrest, we also knew that Bravo cameras were rolling.
We see celebrity dramas play out on reality TV all the time, but have you ever seen anything quite like this, the legal drama playing out on TV?
I've never seen anything like this where you get a 360-degree view of a case. We're watching it break in the news. People are talking about it online. And then you also know that the cast is being filmed. The arrest might have been filmed. The search, the feds descending on a parking lot where all the housewives are. And then months later, when it goes to air, we get to watch the inside conversations of what that day was like for everyone who was being filmed. And we see Jen talking about her case on the show over and over and over, professing her innocence, that this is all falsely being accused and that she will be vindicated in the end after trial. And then she turns around and pleads guilty. It was stunning.
What was her motivation about being so public on TV throughout the whole ordeal? Did she think for some reason that it would help her?
I wonder if Jen thought that the public support behind her would change the minds of prosecutors, which just tells me that Jen Shaw probably doesn't actually know any prosecutors. Professing your innocence on TV can be used in court saying, look, Your Honor, she doesn't have any remorse and has professed that this is not something she was involved in. We should just go to trial on this case. So it was very interesting to watch how boldly she talked about her case, as opposed to saying, this is a pending criminal prosecution. I would love to tell you more about it, but my lawyers have told me that I can't. Just blame your lawyers. You're paying them. It's fine.
Well, prosecutors must have loved that she was talking so freely on TV. You know, at one point, she said that the show was edited to present a false sense of who she really was. Do you think her image on TV affected the case against her?
It's so interesting because we often see housewives blame Bravo editing on social media and saying that their storyline's not really them, but we've never seen it in a federal criminal trial. So this was a first for me. I think prosecutors had more of a glimpse into Jen Shaw's life than they would otherwise because they have a camera crew in her closet showing all the things that they would then come in and have taken for a forfeiture, $6.5 million of forfeiture. So they have more of an insight into Jen Shaw, but they also have her on television with a co-conspirator, Stuart Smith, talking about him working for her business, which makes it very hard if she went to trial to testify that this wasn't someone intricately connected to her business, because Bravo editors aren't making up that these two people are spending this time together on camera. But we also saw the judge set all that aside at sentencing and saying, I'm not sentencing a reality TV personality that we see. I'm sentencing the Jen Shaw that's standing here before me and really bringing it back to what did this person do?
And without taking any responsibility away from what Jennifer Shaw did, do you think that Bravo bears some scrutiny for the way that it capitalizes on these storylines?
I think Bravo is a bit of a mirror of how interested the rest of us are, because I imagine they wouldn't follow these storylines if the ratings weren't good. So if Bravo bears some responsibility for airing it, I think all of us also bear a little bit for watching all of it, because we want to see how it all plays out. But I do have to wonder, would Jen Shah have been cast on Real Housewives if it weren't for the very lavish lifestyle she was portraying that we now know was through ill-gotten gains from fraud schemes perpetrated on mostly elderly women?
Legal analyst and former LA Deputy District Attorney Emily D. Baker. Her podcast is The Emily Show. Emily, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.